This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, there's going to be some work to be done cleaning up from this. I think they'll probably have more towards the coast of South Carolina. They'll have electrical workers going to fix down power lines and things along those lines.
I have friends that work with Duke Energy that are already there waiting.
Yep.
Or helping, I should say.
It's pretty windy here. I can only imagine on the coast.
All I know is if it rains a whole lot, don't get under a tree. Because tree branches fall and they will hit you.
Not just the branches, but if it rains enough, their roots start to get weak and they come over.
You almost got hit by one.
No, it hit me.
Oh, did it?
Okay. Yeah, downtown a couple weeks ago. I felt this like hard thing hit the side of my head.
It was a branch.
And I looked down and there's a branch.
You going to sue the city?
No, actually somebody said that. And instead, I walk over to the cops who were across the street because I was like, I need a picture of this branch. And they were about to move it. And I was like, no, don't remove the murder weapon. And they all turned and looked at me, and I was like, that was a joke, because it tried to hit me. Never mind. So I could have gotten arrested.
So after she made bail.
Mm-hmm. Here I am. Yeah.
Well, I think doing this kind of work is a dangerous job.
Yeah.
You're dealing with branches and trees and electrical wires. It seems like something that those guys are putting their lives on the lines helping us out, at least to some degree. But I did some research on this, and there are more dangerous jobs than even electrical workers in a storm. And I want to share those with you this morning. Now, we'll start off at the bottom, which was drivers of trucks and vehicles. That is the comes in, I guess, at the bottom of this list of the top 5 or 6 jobs. At about 30 deaths per 100,000 workers. So that is the percentage of it. That would be about 3 per 1,000.
Well, they're always on the road, too.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Car accidents are a huge chance for being involved in an accident or a death. And since they travel so many miles, it increases their odds.
They're always on the road.
Yeah.
The job is driving.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, this is the guy who asked a celebrity in one word or less, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, my dad was a truck driver, and he was driving on ice one time, one of those big diesel trucks with the back end of it, and it turned all the way around and went backwards over a bridge because there was so much snow in Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's dangerous.
His dad was really surprised to see the snow in Canada. That's a joke because you expect snow
in
there.
In the wintertime.
All right. So next was, this one's disturbing. This one actually really concerned me. Aircraft pilots.
Wow.
35.9 per 100,000. That means that flying with them is not good for either, because if they're dying, you probably are too.
Now, is it a deadly job doing the job, or the people that do the job are dying different ways?
No, this is on-the-job injuries and accidents.
But these are probably smaller planes, not like the big ones we fly on, right, I hope?
Yeah, I'm sure. And it's not in America, right?
Let's hope so. There were 72 fatalities last year in that field.
Oh, my.
Next up was construction trades. And that was 20 deaths, but it was 38.5 per 100,000. So basically, the percentage was higher for the construction trades.
I'm glad we could talk about something positive for the kids going back to school today.
Well, I'm letting them know what careers to choose.
There you go.
Well, exactly.
It's career day. You know what? You do see those big skyscrapers and those guys walking on those beams and stuff.
Or
all the equipment, you know, you see even the slow and stop signs, those workers that are working on the road, someone's not paying attention, all of a sudden, you know.
One of those drivers.
It's dangerous, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Truck driver.
Yeah.
Let them work, let them live.
There you go.
Remember when we had that slogan for a while?
We still do.
Do we really?
Yeah, that's it.
I always wave at them so they know I'm paying attention. And they're like, thank you, kind of thing. Oh, they don't ever wave back.
And they don't seem slow to me.
Oh my gosh.
You know what?
Wow.
We can slow some drivers down, though. Here's what you need to do is have some like shirtless guys out there so the ladies would slow down.
And then the wrecks will go up.
You hadn't thought that through.
Yeah.
All right, here's where it gets interesting, too. It nearly doubles, the rate of death in accidents doubles for the next thing, which is fishing and hunting workers. Now, I don't know exactly. Fishing, I do understand. Those guys get washed overboard occasionally.
Yeah, the ones, the deadliest catch.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah. A bunch of those guys have died.
So that's dangerous. I don't know where the hunting workers comes into play, unless they're like game wardens that get shot.
Oh, yeah, shooting your friends.
Well, this is the jobs, though.
That's Fortnite. That's a different kind of hunting.
Okay, next up in second place is roofers. You think about it, man. Those guys, they're cheating OSHA because they don't wear any kind of safety harnesses, and they run around up there like it's on the ground.
Yep.
If it were me, I'd want a trampoline at the bottom of where I was every time. Because you ever get on the roof, though, and look down? Like, sometimes you'll have to get on your roof, and you're like,
One time.
Yeah.
That was all it took.
Scary up there.
And I don't want a trampoline. You'll bounce right back up.
I know,
I want a pool.
Okay. You can do that. But it's harder to build. You know, before you get your house roofed.
I'd rather have one of those cables that holds me, and if I fall off, it just stops me before I go
over. Yeah, that'd be good.
I'd rather let just someone else go on.
That's the best thing.
You know what? You can have one of those cables on the very top of the roof.
Oh, zip line.
No, it's a cable, and have two guys at one time roofing your house. That way, if one happens to slip, the other one goes.
So then they're just teetering on each side of the house.
It's a yank the guy over.
It's kind of like prep and landing. When they have Santa Claus come in, they do, you know, they shoot the lights out there.
No idea.
Prep and landing, the greatest Christmas special of all time.
Really? Wow, it's almost Christmas, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so the number one most dangerous job, doubling roofers with 100 deaths per 100,000, which means one per 1,000, is that right? Or 1 in 100, maybe.
I mean, school just started today, Tom.
I was not good at my decimals. But this is a relatively high risk factor. Do you have any idea what it might be? Hawk will know because I think his somebody died he knows from this.
My mom's husband.
Right.
Yeah, died of that.
So,
not my dad.
But not your dad.
No, it was her first husband.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Tori?
I don't know what he Kayla did.
Was
I never
wrong.
Met him.
You don't need to copy his answer.
I was
going to
say delivering bread, but I think that's your dad.
That was my dad. Yeah, he delivered bread.
Yes.
He's an insurance salesman, preacher, and a truck driver.
So none of those.
No. Wow. None of those. It is logging workers. Logging, incredibly dangerous. And as Hawk said, his mom's first husband died.
Yeah,
from
log
that.
Rolled over him when they were turning. Like it didn't. The load was not on correctly.
If you'd have said final destination,
right?
Yep.
I would understand the logging trucks.
Well, you know what? The chainsaws. You ever work with a chainsaw?
No.
But it is scary because sometimes you know it'll like jump back at you and stuff.
I ran from a Jason that had a chainsaw at a haunted
house. That's dangerous too. Yes.
I almost tripped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haunted house workers wasn't on here. I think they take the chain off. But yes. So, and Hawk mentioned the kickback. A lot of times these environmentalist people will put metal spikes in the tree to try to cause that. So literally causing these workers to, you know, because they didn't want the tree to die, so they'll kill the guy with a chainsaw instead.
Yeah, so. I got a chainsaw, but it's so dangerous I took the chain off. It takes me a while to do any yard work, but
you save gas.
I'm safe.
It would be better to leave the chain on and just not start it. I think it would go faster.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
It's
good
called
going.
A saw, just a regular saw.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We did back to school yesterday, and I got to meet some of the teachers and see the classes at my daughter's school. She's going to be going to the Fine Arts Center for half a day as she studies her saxophone. And so while we were there, we were taking a look around and seeing the classrooms. And then the principal gave this lecture after that. And it was very interesting because he had a couple of books he wanted to point out to us. One of them was The Anxious Child, which is a book that talks about how the internet and a lot of the social media is creating anxiety in children. And the other one was a book about the miracle morning or something, getting stuff done by 8 a.m. And I don't remember the exact title, but the premise of it was that by being organized in the morning, you could actually change the way each of your days plays out and you get more done during the day. Now, that sounds like a great idea to me for someone else, but not so much for me. But I did a little looking into this, and it turns out there are some tips from productive people that can help you focus, and you don't have to read a whole book to do them.
Okay.
I can give you a couple of them right now, quickly.
I wasn't going to read a book anyway.
Well, I knew that. That's why I did this,
Kato. I'm more productive if I don't sit down to read it.
Takes up too much time.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I've heard you guys, I think Hawk at least, say that you set out your clothes the night before.
I still do that.
Okay. I do, too.
Mm-hmm. I've never been one to do that. I just grab whatever looks good to me right then.
Mm. Yeah, you should have kept looking. Mr. Pumpkin, the Great Pumpkin.
This is Malden High School Orange.
This is the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
You like a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh,
it's about that season, almost. But they say one thing you can do is take 5 minutes at night to make a short to-do list for the next day. My wife does this, and for me, too. I'll come downstairs, and they'll be like, Tom, to-do. List of things I'm supposed to get done that day.
See, and I don't write it down, but I know pretty much each day what I'm going to do. Yeah, sometimes something might pop up. But then when somebody asks me at the last minute to go have lunch, and I've already got in my mind what I'm doing that day, I don't want to mess that plan up.
For me, I make a to-do list all the time. Like, even at the bottom of some of my to-do lists is to make another to-do list for tomorrow.
The top of mine's like, make a list.
Mine sometimes will say, read to-do list, and I'll be like, done.
Yeah.
And that's a good idea to have something you can check off really easy. I actually use something called Cozy Calendar that is very much the same. It has each day has a little list of what time, who has to do it, where it is, handy.
I got my calendar on my phone.
That's what Cozy Calendar is. It's an app.
I know the big things like that, but my to-do lists are like take out the trash. Or
that's on ours every Tuesday.
On your calendar?
Yeah, why not? That way you glance down, you're like, oh, today's trash day.
That's something I don't need to write down because I know when it's full, I take it out.
But
that's
don't
not
you
how
hate
it works
it.
For us.
I hate it when I hear the garbage truck because it comes the same time I get a shower in the morning. So they come really early in my neighborhood.
Wow.
Like, you know, I'm talking about 4 o'clock in the morning and I'll hear that truck and my garbage is not at
trash
the curb.
Truck.
I go running out in a towel and scare the garbage guys. Like, hey, I forgot something.
I got a big shout out to my neighbor Joe because our trash day is Tuesday mornings, and I will hear him take his trash can to the side of the road on Monday afternoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when he does that,
thank
I'm like,
you.
Trash day.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing is keeping a clean workspace, Hawk.
Okay.
I'm guilty too, but Hawk has a very, it's organized to him, but not to anybody else.
Mine's gotten worse over the years.
Y'all give me anxiety between your desks in the office and your space in here.
Quite frankly.
I'm on anxiety pills.
Honestly, it makes us anxious too, Kato.
And then adding in all the food smells. And other smells.
You can't complain about the office anymore, Kato. I don't think you've stepped foot in the office in about 6 years.
I used the microwave the other day.
Oh, okay. Like I had to step over like piles of paper and stuff.
I wrote my name in the dust on my desk.
All right. They say start your day with a brisk 20-minute walk.
Oh, gosh.
I start mine with a brisk walk to the toilet. And then a brisk walk to the shower. And that's about all I'm good for.
If you have time to do that, though, and have like a brisk, like 15-minute walk, it will make a difference. You'll feel good about yourself.
If I have time to walk, I'm going to lay and watch TV before I get
I barely walk up the stairs. I've been thinking about taking the elevator, and we've only got 2 floors.
I'm just saying it will wake you up quicker if you can some form of exercise. Even if you're in your bed and you're like, you know,
doing stretches.
Okay, that counts.
All right, these are things that can help you be more productive. They say make sleep a real priority. More REM or rapid eye movement sleep tends to equal better focus during the day.
Yeah.
This is a weak area for us because I stay up too late, and then we get up so early, and it's, you know, I always count on my Sleep Number mattress to help with it, but there's still a certain number of hours you got to get, and I don't always do that.
Mm-hmm.
They say something that can help give you more focus is to play music when you're doing chores.
Yeah.
You can even do little games like see if you can finish a job before the song ends. So like you're vacuuming and maybe you try to...
It distracts me.
Excuse me. I think I just overdid that.
I think so. Because I'm like, I'll be getting into the music and I'll be starting to dance with a vacuum cleaner and stuff. And I'm like, that takes me longer.
Yes. And the music's cranked up and I'm having a good time. I'm like, well, I'm going to have a cocktail to go along. And then next thing I know, it's three or four cocktails in and I'm not through vacuuming. And then I start folding towels, forgetting that I needed to finish vacuuming, and then I don't finish anything.
I'll be honest, I need to put a cup holder on my vacuum cleaner.
That would actually be handy. And then finally, it kind of goes along with that, but add some background noise, whether it's music or something else.
Yes.
They say you'll do better than if you just have silence in the background. So radio would probably be a good choice, or any kind of a music playlist that you have.
No news, though.
Right, because that will, you'll get distracted and start paying attention to
Not only that, it depresses
it's bad
you.
News,
and
yeah.
It's always bad. There's never
and
any
lies.
Good. Hey, let's have some happy, fun news today.
Yeah. Well, they say the best thing is to have something that doesn't have too much thought behind it and is just somewhat distracting. So, like our show
exactly.
would be a great example of background
yeah.
noise.
Ain't no thought behind this at all.
We're flying by the seat of our pants, y'all.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, do you struggle with anger?
No, I'm pretty good at it.
You are an expert at that area.
Yes.
Yeah, if you struggle with being angry or getting angry with folks or in situations, I have ways to cool your anger. Okay, these are some techniques that the experts say you can do to be less angry.
I know one.
What?
Cuss.
Okay.
You know, that I've read where that does relieve stress.
It helps me, but I get yelled at for it.
And I knew a friend that would punch the wall.
Okay. I only did that once, and I caught the stud.
I remember what Hawk used to get mad at you in here.
Yeah, I'd punch my papers down here.
Well, I punched my wall, and yeah.
You did the same thing I did?
I had to get that fixed.
Which part, your hand or the wall?
The wall.
So you didn't hit the stud?
No, I'm the stud that hit the wall.
Okay.
Oh, that was good, Very good.
So eat something. A lot of times you are just angry and grumpy.
That's hangry.
Because you have not eaten.
I think Kato's right. You get hangry.
Experts say you need to make sure you eat something if you start to get angry. Maybe you hold on like you're in an argument. Hold on just a second. I got to eat something.
Can you imagine angrily snapping into a Snickers bar?
Yes.
Or say, I'll be right back and turn the oven on.
Okay.
350. I'll be right back.
Put some cookies in.
They also say, the experts, if you're angry, get some rest. A lot of times you've just not had enough rest. That's another way to do it. Like you're in an argument. It's like, you know what? I've got to go take a nap.
You're like, let's get our mats out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if I don't, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, wow. How angry are you?
Okay.
911.
Uh-huh. All right. Tell a friend that you're trying to reduce your hostility levels. So they will keep you accountable when you start to get angry. So you're in traffic and, you know, your buddy's getting angry, like, hey, remember, you got your hostility you're working on right now.
Yeah, and they say, you just need to calm down. And then suddenly you're like, ah, 10 times madder.
Yeah, I think being told that you're supposed to calm down or reminded about that is just going to make you mad.
Can you imagine someone looking at you, okay, now let's do a breathing exercise.
Yeah.
How fast would you fly off the handle?
But when you ask that person, can I keep me accountable to that? That's one area you probably didn't want to share with them.
It's the same as keeping me accountable at the gym. Don't do it.
Okay. Exercise is mentioned. So get exercise often, and that will help with your anger and stress levels. And you won't be as angry if you do some sort of exercise. And doesn't it seem like every time we bring research to the Hawk and Tom Show, exercise is mentioned?
Yeah, and you know, I'd just rather be angry.
Yeah. I think it would make me angry to be told to exercise.
Okay. So they say distract yourself when you're getting angry. Getting angry? Let's say you might be at the grocery store, you're standing in line, and they're taking forever. Well, you know what? Go ahead and look at the candy there. Or a lot of times they have the knickknacks there. That's why they have them there. Go ahead and do some more shopping. Grab one of those really weird magazines and occupy yourself that way.
Yeah. So, like, how dumb are you that you can distract yourself from being angry? What was I upset about? I've forgotten because I looked at a magazine.
Well, because you're in line. I'm like, you've been, before you know it, you're like, okay, I've occupied my time. You're not as angry.
And sometimes it's easy, Tom. It's like, I am so mad. Squirrel.
That's just ADD.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I will say this, though. A lot of times here on the Hawk and Tom Show, I think Tori and Cato just mention things to get Tom's blood boiling, and he'll start researching. He'll get upset.
I know.
Are you serious? Because that makes me mad.
Yes. They will just push your buttons, and then they'll sit back and watch the fireworks because you're all mad.
Hey, Tom, you just need to calm down, okay?
You know, when he's very chatty in the morning, we just tell him something's not right, and he'll spend 30 minutes searching it, and we get peace and quiet, at least a half hour.
Yeah.
Oh, he heard me.
Yeah.
It's fun to get under Hawk's skin, too, though. You just have to tell him that, like, a band he loves really isn't that great.
I thought you were going to fight this morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's because you look at that person like, man, you really think that?
You look at them differently based on their opinions.
What were y'all saying? I've been looking something up.
Did they make you mad earlier?
They told me. I was looking it up on the internet to see if they were right.
Tom does get mad, too. Sometimes he'll be reading the story to you, and they're like, you're not even paying attention. I did this research. You're not paying attention.
I know it.
What about when he went through his drawing phase, and you'd be in the middle of doing something for the show, and he'd be waving his drawing in your face like a little kid?
Her idea Look of at my doing art. Something for the show is her shopping on Amazon.
That's only sometimes.
And she don't brag about it in your face.
All right.
She does. She's like, oh, you won't believe the deal I got on this.
Okay, but everybody wants to know a good deal.
Experts say the way to deal with your anger, learn to laugh at yourself. That's hard for
That's
us.
That's true.
Well,
so, you have to.
You will.
I laugh at me all the time.
Okay. All right.
So do we.
Yeah.
No.
Tom, does he laugh at himself all the time?
No.
Tom, what is the percentage of people in America that laugh at themselves?
Hold on, I'll go.
Google that. And they say, forgive thoughtless people.
Oh, no, absolutely forgive. Never.
They say, think of that person as an infant or an elderly person.
Bless their heart.
In a difficult situation.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be very forgiving of them. Get your act together.
But honestly, you make mistakes, too, a lot of times. So.
I don't make as many. So here's the thing.
Oh, my God. No. Look at your ego.
It's not my ego. It's facts. So you get in traffic. I am one of those people who looks around all around me, and I'm like, oh, there's a car coming up behind me. I'll move over to the right lane for a second and let him go by. And then there's people who don't do that.
I agree. I do the same thing.
I'm not saying I never, ever didn't notice a car coming up, but I usually do. And most people seem to never notice those things.
My dad told me a long time ago, don't expect anyone to think or react the way that you would. Yeah. And when you look at the world that way, like people, it's not an attack on you. They're just in their own little world, whatever. Yep. It makes the world a lot easier to live in.
No, I'm still irritated with them. I'm like, why aren't they being respectful of other people? It's not just me. It's like, here's a great example. Stoplight turns green. Person sitting there with their thumb up their butt. And you're like,
my dad says that all the time.
You know what? They're playing Switchy. That's what it's called. Switchy by Parker Brothers.
I have never heard that.
They put it in their mouth.
Oh, yeah. God bless.
I did not need their visual.
Their thumb up their butt and then they switch.
That's how you get E. coli.
Well, you shouldn't drive. You shouldn't do that. So then
he's driving with his knees.
This person, they wait until it's turning yellow. They go through, and maybe I even make it through, but I'm looking back at 10 cars that didn't. Yep. I hate that person.
You know what, Tom? I didn't mean to make your blood boil there or fire you up and get you angry. You might want to Google how many people don't pay attention in traffic.
Let me look.
Welcome to Babbel for Car Horns, teaching you the universal language of driving. Lesson 1, the soft two-touch. The light's been green for 2 seconds. Give a gentle reminder with 2 short beeps. Now you try it. No, that honk means you pulled right out in front of me and now you're going 25 in a 50. Try it again, like this. Your turn. Almost. That honk indicates that some BMW stole your parking space. Again, this lesson is the soft two-touch. Try once more. Okay, let's take a break and some blood pressure medication. This is Babbel for Car Horns.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.